Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, home service pros, and welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 51. Today, we're going to talk about improving your website rankings using schema markup. To improve website rankings and grow more traffic and leads for your business, your site needs to help search engines better understand its content. What is schema markup and how does it work? Schema markup is a code that you can place on your site that speaks to search engines in a language that they can understand. Back in 2011, Google, Yahoo, Yandex, and Bing agreed to use a set of uniform definitions called schema markup to make it easier for their systems to know more about the data and the content on your website. Examples of schema markup that are helpful to your business are to specify what type of business you are, provide a description of your business, identify its logo, exact location, your service area, the hours you're open, who the founder is, and provide your contact information, phone and email. It also helps you describe the products and services you offer, along with their prices, special offers, and any customer reviews they've received. It helps you describe the subject, content, and the author of your blog posts, plus the copyright date published, and the keywords that apply to it. It helps you provide the aggregate customer reviews your company or its products and services have received, which can qualify you for those rich snippet review stars that you see on some listings on a search results page. It helps you provide your frequently asked questions and associate them with your content, your products, and your services. It helps you provide relationships between your company and its products, services, contact info, blog posts, FAQs, and more. Benefits of using schema markup for SEO purposes: it increases the likelihood of appearing in search engine results pages because the search engines can better understand your content. It can help with indexing by improving crawlability of your content, which can lead to more visibility and higher rankings. It increases the likelihood of appearing in rich snippets, such as reviews and ratings or FAQs. It increases click-through rates for content with FAQ, review, and ratings-rich snippets. It identifies the content, copyright holder, and publisher of your blog posts and website content, like we said. And schema markup can help users share your content on social media sites in a more visually appealing way. So how do you create schema markup? We recommend you using the Schema app at schemaapp.com, S-C-H-E-M-A-A-P-P.com. It's the most complete schema markup tool available and provides for every one of the hundreds of potential schema markups and all of their related fields. They have a free version and a paid option. We use the paid option for our site and our client sites. They don't have an affiliate program, so there's no special link you need from us to give us any credit. Another advantage of using the Schema app is it updates all schema that gets changed by schema.org, which is the creating and managing organization behind it all. There are other WordPress plugins available, and we've tried most of them, and while some of them may be a lot easier, they don't provide many of the types of markup you're going to need as a local business, and they don't provide for the relationships between the markups on the site content. So other options include you can code it yourself using schema.org as a resource to create structured data from scratch. Good luck with that if you're not already a skilled coder, and even if then, it's really an entirely new language you'll have to learn. So maybe now you're saying, wait, what the heck was that? What's structured data code, Mark? And the structured data code is the actual code you'd be creating and placing on your site, which follows the schema markup guidelines. It can be a little confusing. Just know that the two go together. One requires the other. A final option includes adding schema by the structured data markup helper tool that Google provides. Here again, this tool is pretty limited and really not recommended, but it is better than nothing. Schema markup tips: create schema markup for every page on your website. The schema tells Google what the content is about and how to categorize it in its search results. So very important that you do it for each page on your site. Create FAQ, frequently asked question schema, for each product and service page wherever possible. Test your schema code and the URL using Google's structured data testing tool. And you can test your page itself to see if it qualifies for rich results in the search results pages using Google's rich results testing tool. There's URLs provided in the transcription of this podcast on our website for each of those tools. Once you update your existing pages, then submit your XML sitemap file to Google Search Console in order to get them re-indexed and re-indexed faster. Here are some common schema markup mistakes to avoid. So schema markup should be included in the head of a website's HTML doc. Don't put it in an inline style sheet or JavaScript script tags. Unfortunately, schema markup cannot be inserted into an image file name. Don't put it there. And schema markup must be declared with two data fields. One's called item scope, the other's item type, respectively, to identify the items as either a person, place, organization, or product. If you use the schemaapp.com, then they will show you as you're creating your schema which fields are required and which ones not. If you're using other plugins, you're not going to see that, and you're probably going to miss out on some important fields that you're supposed to be including. If you test the data in Google's structured data testing tool, you will get a warning or an error showing you what fields are missing. So I highly recommend, if you're writing your own code or using one of the other plugins, test it in those tools that Google provides so you can see if you are getting warnings or errors and where what other code you need to include. As you can see, schema markup is a powerful tool that can help search engine optimization and improve your website rankings. With the schema app, you can get started in minutes without any coding knowledge, though it's not the easiest thing in the world, I will warn you. You can integrate it with your site using their WordPress plugin. We'll put a link again in the blog post transcription of this podcast. And the best part is they have a free version. It does offer limited options, much like the other plugins, but you at least get you started, get your feet wet. And you can find that on wordpress.org or go straight to the paid option and get all the schema markup options at schemaapp.com. All right, that one was a little techie. Sorry about that. Very important, though. If you want to talk the language of search engines and help your site rank, which is what it's all about, right? I highly recommend you take a deep dive into looking at schema markup and structured data. All right, I hope that helped some of you. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of future episodes. Feel free to share this episode on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.